Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. American Horror Story is one of the weirdest and scariest shows on TV right now. It's got a fantastic cast, crazy plot twist, and a guy in a rubber suit. What's not to like? Connie Britton and Dylan McDermott play Ben and Vivian Harmon, a married couple who buy an old mansion in Los Angeles that, unbeknownst to them, is called the Murder House. I talked to Connie and Dylan in a conference call about the mythology of the show, whether they've ever had a real supernatural experience, and how they try to keep everything as real as possible. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And don't forget that we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Connie and Dylan.
How much did you know about the characters and their backstory going into the show?
Go ahead, Connie.
Well, I and Dylan, you tell me if this is the same for you, but I think we actually didn't know very much. But what was fun was it felt like it was sort of in creation. Ryan, as we were going forward, so with Ryan and Brad, it feels constantly as though we're backstory and discovering who these people are, which is to me really fun and kind of adds to the mystery of the whole thing.
Yeah, kind of it unravels as we go. I don't think we know exactly where we're going. So it's kind of fun to just flip the script and realize, oh, I didn't even know this about myself.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the best part about the show.
As far as next season goes, hopefully there will be one. Do you know if your characters are a part of it? Is that too much of a spoiler to tell us? Because there's been some speculation that the seasons will each involve a new family with the previous family possibly being ghosts.
What do you know, Dylan?
I think it's sort of again open ended. We're not quite sure. We're not quite sure about the next episode. Never in mind next year. So we're just sort of like flying by the seat of our pants, which is again, you know, it's all discovery here. So I don't think we know.
I don't know that Brad and Ryan know.
Right.
Which again, is really fun.
Yeah,
it's such an evolution. It feels like we just really do watch this thing come to life, and it's really fantastic.
Connie, I know that you, for one, probably wouldn't have been a viewer to check out this show, knowing your horror film aversions. Why do you think the audience has not just been good, but it's growing, and you know we're getting increases week to week?
I actually really, really attribute that to Ryan and to Brad and... Listen, because you asked the question in that way and you know about my aversion to horror, you know, when we were shooting the pilot, I was still very unclear about what the show was going to look like. And what I think is so brilliant about what Ryan and Brad do is that they have a very distinct vision that is so outside the box of anything we've ever seen before, and they have such a great talent for bringing that into fruition, and that's what they've done. And I think audiences, even audiences who weren't it wasn't their natural inclination to like a show like this, I think audiences are really drawn to and really appreciate being challenged and seeing something that they've never seen before.
Were either of you ever uncomfortable with something that happens in the script and you try to change it, or do you have any power over where the Harmons go?
I think we have a lot of power over it, but I also think that the things about the script that make me uncomfortable are the things that are what make it interesting to me as an actress. So I... You know, if something was really, like, I mean, listen, I was not comfortable with the rubber man in the pilot, and I was convinced that the rubber man was going to go. But, you know, I'm sort of always amazed at, you know, Ryan and Brad can come up with something that I think is just going to be hideous and awful, and I've grown to really trust them to create it in a way that is only interesting. So I kind of keep my mouth shut at this point.
After masturbating in the pilot, I mean, what else is there? I couldn't be uncomfortable again.
Have either of you had a supernatural experience in real life? And if not, do you believe in that kind of thing, or do you just think it's all kind of made up?
I mean, for myself, I did have one in 1989. I don't believe in this kind of stuff at all. You know, I'm kind of cynical in that way. But I was in Natchitoches, Louisiana. I was doing a movie. I was in the car with two other people at night. And the headlights sort of washed over this ghost-like figure around midnight in Louisiana. I don't know if that's specific to Louisiana or not, but I did see this, and they did see this sort of ethereal being suddenly, and we all just sort of didn't say anything for like 2 minutes, and then we all brought it up. So that was the only time in my life that I actually saw something. I felt things, but never saw anything before like that. So I have to say I did have a real experience, and also I'm not that person, but that's the only time I ever had it.
Well, I also am not a big... I'm not a big believer in ghosts, or I don't really walk around in fear of ghosts, but I have definitely had an experience of ghosts, which took place, which was in Italy. I was staying at this really amazing old Tuscan villa, and it was my friend's house, and I woke up in the middle of the night and heard all kinds of moving around upstairs above me, furniture moving and voices, and I thought that something must have, you know, some plumbing must have exploded or whatever, and then I asked them about it the next day, and they said, oh, no, nobody was up at night, nothing was moving, nothing was happening, and then it came out that they were very aware that this house was haunted, and they told me all kinds of stories of the various, you know, Etruscan ghosts that they've experienced while they're there, and I have never, and this is my friend's house, I've been back several times, and I never, ever can sleep at night when I stay there.
Well, one of the fun things about the show is the way it goes back and forth between comedy and horror and melodrama. It just jumps genres, and specifically the comedy. How do you play some of the scenes that are so that can be so ridiculous at times? How do you look for the humor in them? Do you try and bring emotional weight to them as well? And has there ever been a scene that's just been so ridiculous you've had trouble figuring out how to play it in the moment?
I think that Carrie and I will try to keep it as, you know, real as possible, because we're probably the most grounding parts of the show. And I think that's really important, so it doesn't become, you know, just a freak fest. So I think that mostly we try to keep it grounded in reality, so people can, you know, be rooted in something, rooted in the family. And every once in a while, yeah, you know, I've had to put on the rubber suit a few times myself.
That's always laugh.
Yeah, so that's always fun to put that on, and I think you just have to go with it. You know, it's just there's no parachute in this show. You know, there's no net. We're all in this together, and I think that's what makes it so much fun, is that, you know, everybody's making the same show here. You know, and we're all going for it, and so I think that's why it's working.
Yeah, I have to say, when I first read the pilot and, you know, talked to Ryan about it, I thought it was, you know, very serious and dark, and I was actually talking to my cousin about it, and she said, oh, if it's a Ryan Murphy show, there's definitely going to be tongue-in-cheek. I'm like, no, not in this show. And so, but I've come to discover that is, I think, sort of a trademark of their shows. And what I found, just as Dylan was saying, you know, I think we are the grounding characters in the show, but what's really fun to me is I find that I can play the scenes very straight and very real, and they just end up being comedic because of the way they're written, and that's always really, you know, the best kind of comedy is the kind that you don't have to work very hard at. It just sort of happens out of circumstance.
Right. Well, I wonder too. I mean, speaking of Jessica Lange, she gets so many great lines in the show. I mean, she's usually the one who just drops these lines that just always make me crack up. And I wonder, has she ever made you crack up in the moment when you listen to some of the things she has to say?
all the time. Well, it's funny because, you know, and again, she's playing that so real too, but of course she knows, and I just think, you know, that's another thing that I think I've taken and learned from her is I think she's just having such a good time with it, and so I think that, you know, going into it and playing it for real, but also having fun and in this crazy world, that brings the comedy out. And it's funny because just yesterday with the scene that I was doing with her, she actually was talking to one of the writers, and she said, I want more comedy. You know, I think she really loves to play, you know, she loves to play that. That's what makes this such a fun, makes that such a fun role and makes it such a fun show.
The mythology that's being created on the show so early on is already incredibly dense. And I'm just curious how you as actors are handling all of these plot lines and keeping everything straight as you work every day. Has it been a challenge to keep the depth of all of this fresh in your head?
Well, I think that's the great thing about this show is the complexity of it. You know, most of the time, people are aiming so low on television, you know, they're trying to reach that common denominator, especially on network television. And when you see a show that is so ripe and rich with all these storylines and all these questions, and it's almost like a puzzle every week, and people are trying to figure it out. I have friends texting me all the time saying, you know, is this true? Is this happening? Is, you know, what's the relationship of Tate and Jessica? You know, they're trying to figure out this story, and I think that's why people are intrigued by the show, is that it's not so easy to figure out. You know, people are smart, and people really want to have something to watch that's interesting and intelligent, and this show offers that. You know, and a lot of television just doesn't offer that. You know, it's just too easy, and it's really the complexity of this show that makes it stand out.
When you first heard about American Horror Story, I'd like to ask each of you, A, what intrigued you about the role? And then looking into it, what made you say, I'm not here?
Oh, well, you know, for me, I had heard the story of it. I hadn't read the script. And as soon as I heard the story, I had a huge instinct with this project, you know, that I don't think I had since The Practice. For whatever reason, I was instantly drawn to it. Hearing about the house, hearing about being a psychiatrist, hearing about this fractured relationship and family, and the horror aspect, this Roman Polanski-esque vision of the show, and Ryan, and Brad, and Connie, all the pieces were just, like, immediately intriguing to me. So I was so attracted to it, and I hadn't even read the script. So, you know, a lot of times it's instinct, and then when I did read the script and met with everybody, I was just like, you know, it was just a big yes for me. And I know that a lot of actors were afraid of the nudity and the sex and the violence of the show, but, you know, I was that guy running into the burning building as everybody was running out, because I just thought it was a great concept for a TV show.
Funny, you probably had to hesitate twice, given that I'm part of
it. You know, it's actually... It's the opposite. I wanted to do something, and I wanted to do something that was really, really different from what I had just been doing. And so Ryan, you know, when I sat down and talked to Ryan, which was kind of early on in the process, he basically presented it to me by saying, "This is going to be like nothing you've ever done before." And not only that, but it was actually going to kind of turn what I'd just been doing on its ear a little bit. So going from this, like, wonderful marriage on TV to this completely damaged marriage, you know. And to me that was interesting, and the style of it being so different. And it seemed like a great gift and a great opportunity for me to... And I loved... Ryan is very collaborative, and that's something that I've learned is really important to me, too. And so I loved his sense of collaboration about it. And so I just felt really fortunate to dive in, even though it felt really risky and scary.
Basically, your character seems to be the only character that is, well, kind of has it together. I mean, she's freaked out and everything, but she's... the only one that doesn't seem to have a darkness about her. I want to know, is that one of the things that drew you to playing this part?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that what I was interested in was that she is somebody who's been very strong and, you know, together in her life, and she's kind of watching her world crumble around her, and I like the idea of somebody like that falling apart and seeing them in conflict with themselves in the midst of disaster. And you know, to me, I like to play different things as an actor, but one sort of common denominator is I do like to play characters that you know, I like to play women who are empowered in some ways, even when they're going through crisis or even when they're going through conflict or difficulty. And so it's always interesting to for me to, in the midst of that, to find where their power comes from. So that's been the fun part and the challenge for me with this character. And you know, it's also fun to kind of see her falling apart a little bit.
I'm wondering if the show is as disturbing to be a part of as it is to watch at times.
More disturbing to Connie than it is for me.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You know, it's that thing that they always say about working in horror is that it's a lot less scary when you're actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been moments, for sure, that I get really creeped out, or I go home at night and it's a little creepy. But for the most part, no. Although I do have to admit that I tried to watch the episode this week at night by myself and I couldn't watch it,
okay.
Which is pretty sad considering that I had shot it.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.